弟兄姐妹们平安
Peace, brothers and sisters.
很开心再一次回到弟兄姐妹们当中来
I'm very glad to be back among your midst.
来分享我们荣耀的主的话
To share the words of our glorious Lord.
根据弟兄们的安排我今年会来两次
According to brothers' arrangements, I will be here twice this year.
所以我心里面的负担是来分享一点在以弗所书第五章里面的话
So the burden for me on my heart is to share a few things from the book of Ephesians.
今天我们会分享第三节到第十四节。
Today we're going to go through verses 3-14 in chapter 5.
下一次的时候，如果主允许，我们会分享十五节到二十一节。
Lord willing, next time we'll do 15-21.
这两段刚好是非常密切的的两段。
These two segments are closely related to each other, so it happens.
今天我会分享一个题目是新身份。
Our topic for today is new identity.
下一次我会分享的一个题目是新生活。
Next time, our topic will be new life.
好，我们一起先来把今天的分享的要分享的经文来念过一遍，好吗？
Let's read over the verses we're going to share today.
以弗所书第五章第三节到第十四节。
Ephesians 5:3-14.
一起来，或者你用英文，或者用中文。
So read together in both languages.
一起来。至于淫乱并一切污秽，或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方合圣徒的体统。淫词妄语和戏笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样，不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。所以你们不要与他们同伙。从前你们是暧昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人就当像光明的子女。光明所结的果子，就是一切良善、公义、诚实。总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。那暧昧无益的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。凡是受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你总是这样的来提醒我们。
You always remind us this way.
你圣灵借着保罗的口把这些话摆在我们的面前。
Your Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul put your words down to us this way.
是要提醒我们我们是谁。
To remind us of who we are.
我们是一个什么样的身份的人。
What kind of identity we are under.
叫我们明白我们在世上行事为人。
Let us understand how to behave and conduct ourselves.
好配得上你要给我们的这个新的身份。
That we may be worthy of this new identity.
好配得上你已经给了我们的这个新的身份。
To be worthy of the new life and new identity you already gave us.
主，我们今天就把这点时间仰望在主你的手中。
So we give this following time into your hands.
求你圣灵运行在我们的当中。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
教导我们听的，也教导我们讲的。
Teach us who hears, teach us who preaches.
我们巴不得能够得着你这荣耀的启示。
We wish that we would receive your glorious revelation.
好使我们能够行事为人与我们所蒙的召相称。
Regarding that who we are and what we do can match.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.我们知道以弗所书是保罗在罗马坐监的时候写的。
We know that Ephesians was written by Paul when he was in prison in Rome.
这封信的前三章，神透过保罗论到神永远的旨意。
The first three chapters of this epistle has to do with the eternal purpose, eternal will of God.
神永远的旨意就是他心中最大的奥秘。
The eternal will of God is the greatest mystery in his heart. In his heart.
神借着保罗的笔，把他的荣耀的旨意发表出来。
Through Paul, his glorious purpose has been written by Paul.
这个荣耀的旨意是什么呢？
What is that glorious will?
神心中自古以来所隐藏的那个奥秘是什么呢？
What is that hidden mystery that is hidden in God?
就是叫我们这些外邦人。
And that is for the Gentiles like us.
和犹太人。
Along with the Jews.
在他儿子耶稣基督里面同归于一。
To be one in his son Jesus Christ.
一起同盟应许。
To undergo the same, to receive the same promise.
而且一同得产业。
And also receive the same inheritance.
弟兄姐妹们，对于我们这些在犹太人的眼中看起来是猪狗不如的，这些外邦人来说，这是何等荣耀的一件事。
So those very people, Gentiles like us, who are not even as worthy as pigs or dogs, it's such a glorious thing to think about.
这对我们来说实在是一个好消息。
To us, this is truly good news.
那既然如此，我们在地上该如何生活呢？
Be that as it may, then, how shall we live in the world?
以弗所书从第四章开始
，Starting in chapter 4 of Ephesians，
保罗对我们在世上的生活有许多的劝勉。
Paul started many exhortations for living in the world。
我们今天分享的这段经文就是这个劝勉的一部分。
What we sharing today is part of that those exhortations。
保罗在这里告诉我们说，我们现在有新的三个新的身份。
Paul tells us that we now have three new identities.
我们不要忘了。
Let's not forget.
那有哪三个身份呢？
What are those three new identities?
我们就来看一看。
Let's look at them.
我们先看三节到第四节。
Let's look at verses 3 and 4.
三节这里说，至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方和圣徒的体统。
Says there that but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or greed or of greed because these are improper for God's holy people.
在这里，保罗提醒我们有一个什么样的身份呢？
What does Paul remind us about our identity here?
什么身份？
What's the reminder?
圣徒啊。
Holy people.
弟兄姐妹们，自从我们接受了主的救恩。
Brothers and sisters, ever since we have gained salvation from God,
we have been
cleansed by the precious blood of Christ.
We have been
separated for Him.
We
have become a holy people.
既然我们是圣徒了,
since we are holy people,
那我们的生活是不是也要与世界上的人不太一样呢?
Should our lives then be noticeably different than those of the people in the world?
保罗说正是这样的。
Paul says absolutely.
在第三节这里保罗提到三件事情。
In verse 3, Paul mentions three things.
第一件事情是淫乱。
First is sexual immorality.
就是在性关系上面得罪神的。
All those perversions in a sexual sense.
为什么保罗单单的特别的提到这件事情呢？
Why did Paul single this one out on its own?
因为这件事情从表面上看来好像是一个个人失德的问题。
Because this seems like things left up to individual responsibility.
可是在神的眼光当中，男女之间的婚姻性关系那是非常重要的一个关系。
But to our God, the relationship between man and woman and the whole issue of sexual relationships is very important.
因为那是对基督和教会的关系的一个预表。
Because that is part of the representation of the relationship between Christ and the church.
是关乎到神永远的旨意的成全。
It's part of the fulfillment of God's eternal will.
所以从属灵上看，这是一个很大的问题，可以大到天上的大问题。
So from a spiritual sense, this is one of the main and greatest issues in heaven.
我们知道当年的以弗所可是亚洲的第一大都会。
We know that Ephesus was the primary site for the Athens.
在一个经济非常发达的大家都有钱的社会里面
In Asia, in a very prosperous district and area,
人们的生活里面道德水平是更高一点呢还是更低一点
In a place like that,The conduct of the people, their living standards and living habits, is it higher standard or lower standard?
有钱了。
They have money.
是有更多的犯罪的机会呢，还是更不愿意犯罪？
Does having money give more opportunities for sin, or does it close off opportunities for sin?
我们以前总以为啊，当我们有钱了之后呢，我们道德水平会高一点。
We always thought that along with money comes greater living virtues.
但是实际上不是这样子。
But in reality, that is not true.
当你有了钱之后，你就有更大的一个权利。
When we have more money, we have a certain higher sense of a position of authority.
你就有更多的犯罪的机会。
More opportunities then to sin.
请问一下，那些养小三的人是有钱人还是没钱人的？
Let me ask, 养小三 the what?Oh, the mistresses, are they very rich?
都是有钱人，对不对？
They're all very rich.
更恶劣的是什么呢？当时的以弗所啊，还是一个异教的崇拜的中心。
More troubling that Ephesus was the a place where there was no heresies in worship there.
在那里有非常大的女神庙。
Oh, there was a lot of temples dedicated to goddesses.
这样的女神庙里面还养了许多的庙妓、啊、
and a lot of items and temples for goddesses and things of the such nature.
与这些庙妓发生性行为是当时他们崇拜的一部分。
To have sexual misconduct with those kind of people is a way of life there.
所以这样在他们的这个文化里面，婚外的性行为就合法化。
So in their culture, sexual relationships outside of marriage is the norm.
所以弟兄姐妹们，淫乱在当时的以弗所的社会里面是一个普遍性的问题。
So the issue of sexual immorality is a permeating, very ubiquitous thing in that culture and time.
那请问一下，在今天我们这个社会里面如何呢？
Let us ask ourselves, and what is the case for our culture today?
我们所看见的好像也是一个非常普遍性的问题、啊、
What we seem to see reflects the same kind of thing.
我们打开电视机，我们去看个电影。
Turn on our TVs and watch a movie.
我们走在街上。
We're walking down the street.
我们看人们的穿着。
We see the clothing that people wear.
我们看所映入我们眼睛里面的画面。
We look at the things that are imprinted in our eyes.
常常充满了性挑逗和性暗示。
Many of them are included with temptations and sexual connotations.
而且今天在美国的社会里面，在性上面的犯罪，可见而且是这个花样不断的翻新。
In the American society, the methods of committing sexual immorality is ever increasing and ever developing.
不但有异性之间的，而且还有同性之间的。
Not only heterosexually, but also homosexually.
真是让我们看见整个是一个索多玛和厄摩拉的光景。
We see that this is no less than what Sodom and Gomorrah was known for.
除了淫乱，保罗这里又提到第二件事情。
Other than sexual immorality, Paul mentions the second thing here.
他说并一切的污秽。
He says all or any kind of impurity.
这里指的就是拜偶像。
That is referring to idolatry.
刚才我们说到以弗所有很大的女神庙。
We just said that Ephesus had many, at least a couple of temples dedicated to goddesses.
那个神庙对以弗所的人的属灵的生活是有非常大的影响力的。
Those shrines or temples are very impactful to the fresh believers in Ephesus.
我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们就知道当地人的生活都是围绕的这个偶像崇拜的。
From the book of Acts, we can glean that their way of life revolves around this, these merchandise, the goddess temples.
甚而至于围绕这个女神庙，还有许许多多的产业，对不对
？Around that temple worship, there's a lot of livelihoods.
弟兄姐妹们，今天在我们的生活里面，有没有偶像来影响我们的生活呢
？Are there any idols impacting our lives today?
你可能说我们信主多年了，家里没有什么偶像了。
We can say that we don't have any idols at home. We've been believers for many years.
可是我们心中有没有一些隐藏的偶像呢？
But does our hearts have hidden idols?
我们的人心啊，其实是一个偶像工厂啊。
Our hearts is a factory of all kinds of idols.
我们在这个世界里面生活。
When we live in this society.
很多时候就是不知不觉的，我们就掉到偶像的崇拜。
Many times unwittingly we fall into the condition of idolatry.
因为这个世界里面的许多的观念呢，不断的冲击我们的心。
Because the ideals of this world are in constant conflict with ours.
很多的世界里面的观念在我们的里面是根深蒂固。
Many of those ideals are in directly contrary to God's ideals.
我们巴不得我们在世上出人头地。
We hope that we can rise above it.
我们巴不得我们的孩子都上名校。
We hope that our kids can go to Ivy League schools.
这些事情都是在我们的心中有相当的地位。
These things have all a very high, are put in a high pedestal in our hearts.
所以求主警醒我们的心啊。
So may the Lord awaken us.
接着保罗说还有第三点。
Paul moves on to a third point.
贪婪。
Greed.
就是渴求那些不属于自己的事物。
And that is to envy or seek after those that do not belong to us.
我们在这个地上生活，神都会量给我们个人相应的地界。
What we have in this world, the Lord apportions each one.
可是我们自己还觉得不足。
But we don't think it's enough. We are not content with it.
我们还要更多。
We want more.
我们巴不得甚至于可以得到别人所得着的。
We hope to get exactly what other people get.
那这就是贪婪。
That is greed.
弟兄姐妹们，一个人生活在这个世界上面。
Brothers and sisters, when a person lives in this world,
一个人的眼光如果只在这个世界上面，
for all who live in the world, and if your eyesight is on these things,
落在淫乱的里面，
you fall into sexual immorality,
落在偶像崇拜的里面，
or idolatry,
落在贪婪的里面，
or greed,
这是必定的。
That is inescapable.
如果说淫乱是讲到我们肉体的败坏，
If the impurity is talking about our fleshly frailment,
污秽偶像崇拜是讲到我们灵里面的败坏。
If the idolatry is idolatry of our hearts,
那贪婪就是我们魂里面的败坏了。
Then greed is the defilement of our souls.
所以保罗在这里提到的这三件事情是代表到我们全人的败坏。
So Paul here encompasses our whole person in all three sense, body, soul, and spirit.
保罗在这里说，这三样的事在你们中间连提都不可。
God says through Paul that these three things shouldn't even be hinted.
为什么呢？
Why not?
因为你提说啊，就是一种兴趣啊。
Because when you bring it up, it's a form of interest.
你的提说啊，就是一种追求和倾向的态度。
To even mention it is to have an attitude of seeking for those things.
连提都不可。
Shouldn't even talk about them.
所以保罗接着说到我们的言语。
So then Paul continues with our speech.
淫词妄语嬉笑的话都不相宜啊。
Where it says in verse 4, there should be no obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking.
不仅是我们的行为要符合我们圣徒的身份。
Not only are our behaviors are to match our identities as righteous people.
在言语上面我们也要注意。
In our speech, we must be careful.
淫词什么淫词？什么是淫词呢？
What is obscenity?
不管是中国还是美国。
No matter China or America.
人们都喜欢开黄色玩笑。
People love to tell dirty jokes.
讲荤段子。
Jokes, comedy about marriage.
那就是淫词了。
That is obscenity.
妄语就是妄论的讲，愚妄的讲论。
Foolish talk is stupid conversations.
那这些话对人毫无益处。
These conversations have no benefit to anyone.
那只能彰显自己的狂妄和无知。
It only reveals ignorance and the brashness of individuals.
我这一生听过的一句最狂妄的话，竟然出自一个工人的口。
The most foolish, obscene phrase I heard was from a blue collar worker.
那时候我还很年轻哈。
I was younger at the time.
跟着我的父亲一起到一个他们单位里面的工人家里去玩。
I went to that worker's home with my dad.
那结果就是在一起讲话的当中，有一个其中的女主人就说。
When during the conversation, the lady of the house said,
说啊，她说她天上知一半，地上全知。
She says she knows everything in heaven and earth.
很狂吧？
That is prideful and reckless, isn't it?
结果就是这位阿姨啊。
So it was that very same auntie.
晚年的时候呢，老公跑了。
Where her husband ran away when she was older,
因为实在是受不了她。
Because he couldn't stand her anymore.
那留下她一个人凄凄惨惨的孤苦伶仃的度晚年。
And she ended up alone and frail in her golden years.
还有一个就是戏笑的话。
Then there is coarse joking.
就是不正经的话。
Sorry, foolish talk. That's
把一件非常严肃的事情呢。在他的口里面，结果显得非常的无关紧要。
That is to take something that is very serious to make something trivial that should be serious.
为什么我们的言语也要这样的小心呢
？Brothers and sisters, why should we be so careful with our language?
因为我们的言语和我们的心思是一致的。
Because our mouth and the words we say are linked to the condition of our hearts.
我们曾经讲过，我们的口舌啊，是我们灵魂的翻译机啊。
We have said before, we have seen before that our mouth is a translator for our soul.
你讲什么，实际上都在翻译你里面所想的。
What we say can be seen as interpretation of our hearts.
那我们到底要说什么样的话呢
？What kind of words are we supposed to say?
保罗说，总要说感谢的话。
He says, rather thanksgiving.
要感谢神，也要感谢人。
Thanksgiving to God, thanksgiving to men.
多说感谢的话
，to speak in a thanksgiving way often，
就是在哥罗西保罗在哥罗西里面哥罗西书里面所说的
，as what Paul said in Colossians，
说话呢用盐调和
，let your speech be seasoned with salt。
什么叫做用盐调和呢
？What does that mean？
就是有味道
，that is to have a flavor to it，
有生命的味道
，to have a flavor of life。
把人带到生命里面
，to lead people into that life，
带到基督的里面
，to take them into Christ。
所以在这里，保罗就提醒我们啊。
So here Paul reminds us，
你们是圣徒啊。
You are holy people。
你们的言语和行为
，your words, your deeds，
要跟世界分别
，must be separate from the world。
这是第一件事情。
That's the first thing。
这是第一个身份。
That is the first identity.
保罗接着提醒我们，我们还有一个身份。
Paul continues reminding us we have another identity.
这是五节到第七节。
And that is to say verses 5-7.
五节这里说，因为你们确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。
He said in verse 5, For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
在这段经文里面,
in this verse,
保罗特别说到, 落到前面刚刚提说的那三样罪中的人呢,
Paul said, if you fall into the categories of any of those three kinds of people before,
他们在基督和神的国里都是无份的。
They have no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
什么叫做在基督里无份呢?
What does it mean to have no inheritance with Christ?
就说这个人根本没有得着基督的救恩啊。
That means this person has never received the salvation from God.
同时在神的国里面也是无份的。
Likewise, there's no inheritance in the kingdom of God.
在神的国里面无份，就是说这个人不能够进入神的国，也不能够承受神的国。
To say that someone has no inheritance with the kingdom of God means simply that he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
说到这一节的时候
，Speaking of verse 5，
保罗似乎想到有些人可能 不懂在上面的三样当中为什么贪心也在其中。
Paul stresses, he realizes that maybe some people are not very clear why is greed categorized with all of those other things.
所以他接着说，有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
Then he said that whoever is greedy is the same as being idolaters.
一个有贪心的人呢？
Someone who is greedy,
他其实就是不接受神在他生命里面的定规。
It means that he does not accept the boundaries that God has placed on him.
所以他实际上是一个不是真实的敬畏神的人。
So in reality, he is not someone who fears God.
这样的人就跟拜偶像的人一样，是与基督和神的国无关无分的。
This person is no different than someone who is an idolater, who have no relationship with God or Christ.
当我们读到这里的时候，我们心里面可能就有点担心了。
As we read this and understand this, we might be a little worried.
淫乱、污秽、贪婪这样的事情。
To be immoral, impure, or greedy, things like that.
当我们信主了之后，尽管上行为上面我们不太敢了哈。
Even though after we believed in God, our behavior has not changed all that much.
可是有时候还是会存在我们的思想当中啊。
Our behavior has changed, but many times it is still in our thoughts, those things.
那保罗主在世上的时候不曾经说过吗？
Didn't Jesus say when he was walking the world?
看见妇女动淫念的这个人就是心里面已经与他犯奸淫了。
If you look at a woman with lustful thoughts, with your eyes with lustful thoughts, that person has already committed adultery.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们都可能会落到这样的罪中啊。
So brothers and sisters, we all have the potential to fall into that kind of condition.
那是不是说我们就都与基督无份，都与神的国无份了呢？
Is that to say that we have no inheritance in with Christ or God in His kingdom?
那如果是这样的话，那谁能够与基督和神的国有份呢？
If that is true, then who can really be who can have the inheritance?
弟兄姐妹们，我们不要太担心哈。
Brothers and sisters, let us not be too worried.
保罗在这里不是说我们偶尔为过犯所胜。
Paul said it's not someone who occasionally falls into this kind of condition or sin.
保罗在这里是说那些落在这个罪中不能够自拔，而且是持续的犯这样的罪。
Paul is explicitly talking about those who have fallen into that condition with no self-control with as a pattern of life.
我们知道一个真正蒙恩得救的人他是不可能持续的犯罪的，而且不回头。
We know that a truly regenerated person cannot be in that condition and stay in that condition.
他很可能偶尔为过犯所胜。
He often might be deceived and be overcome by his transgressions.
但是不可能一直持续犯罪。
But he cannot continue in it.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不要太担心。
So brothers and sisters, worry not.
那当然，反过头来说，一个人如果持续的犯罪，而且劝导也不回头。
And conversely, then, if you are in that condition and you do not repent ever,
那这样的人很可能他是真的是没有得救的。
Then it is likely that that person was never saved.
那这样他与基督和神的国无份也是理所当然的。
If that's the case, the fact that he doesn't have any inheritance in the kingdom of God is normal.
所以在第六节这里保罗就说呢，
So in verse 6 then Paul says,
说这样的人呢就是悖逆之子，
says these are people who are disobedient.
神的愤怒必要临到他们，
that God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient.
神的愤怒就是神的审判，
God's wrath is God's judgment.
一个真正蒙恩得救的人是不会落到神的那个生和死的审判的里面的。
Someone who is truly redeemed and of Christ, belong to Christ, will not undergo wrath and judgment.
因为基督的宝血已经遮盖他。
Because the blood of Christ has covered them.
保罗说这些话其实是有一个背景的。
Paul saying these things, really, there's a context and background.
第六节这里说，不要被人虚浮的话欺哄。
Verse 6 here, he warns,Let no one deceive you with empty words.
那有些人会说什么样的虚浮的话呢？
Who will say what deceiving words?
当时有人说呢，犯罪没关系，因为神的恩典够用。
Someone may believe in the sense that sinning is inconsequential as long as you believe.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的神确实是有恩典。
Dear brothers and sisters, our God really is full of grace.
但是我们也不能够因此而故意犯罪。
But we cannot continue in our sin because of that knowledge.
明知这是犯罪，而且还持续地犯它。
Knowing that it's direct disobedience to God, but continuing in it anyway.
这样的人，保罗就说，就是悖逆之子。
A person like that is a son of disobedience.
在这段经文里面，保罗提醒我们。
In this passage, Paul reminds.
提醒我们，我们是什么样的人。
Reminds us of our identity, who we are.
我们不能够与这些悖逆之子为伍。
We should have nothing with these acts of sons of disobedience.
保罗实际上是说，我们是与基督有份的人，是要承受神的国的人。
Paul essentially is saying that we are partners with God's kingdom. We have nothing to do with the others.
那请问一下，在这个，请问一下，什么样的人可以承受一个国啊？
Let me ask.Who can inherit the kingdom of God?
当英国女王去世的时候，谁来承接她的国，她的王位，承受那国？
When the Queen of England died, who is going to succeed her?
她的儿子，王子，对不对？
Her son, right, the prince.
那什么人可以承受神的国呢？
What kind of people can inherit the kingdom of God?
一定是被在神的眼中看成是王子的人。
All those who are princes to him in his eyes.
那这些王子是谁？
Who are these princes?
其实就是我们，对不对？
Really, it's just us, right?
所以这是保罗提醒我们有第二个身份。
So Paul reminds us of our second identity.
我们是王子。
We are princes.
而且不是这个地上的国的王子。
And not princes of the world.
是神国的王子。
Princes in the kingdom of God.
那我们就是地位更高。
That takes us, that exalts us even higher.
更加的圣洁。
More holy.
我们就当与那些邪情私欲，与那些卑鄙下流隔绝。
We are to part ways with those immoral, impure, and greedy things.
不要沾染那些事情。
Don't even touch them.
不要与他们同伙。
Don't live among or in them.
也不要与他们有份。
Don't take any part with them.
有一个故事啊，是发生在法国的第十九世纪啊。
Something happened in the 19th century in France.
我们知道十八世纪末的时候呢，在法国发生了法国大革命。
We know at the end of 18th century there was the French Revolution.
当时的国王是路易十六。
The king at the time was Louis the 16th.
在1793年的时候，他被1793年一月份的时候，他被送上了断头台。
In 1793, he was taken to be beheaded.
他的儿子后来被称为路易十七的，那个时候才八九岁。
His son, which was Louis XVII, known later, he was only 8 or 9 years old at the time.
父亲被砍头了之后呢，这个小孩子呢，这个王子呢，就被送到一个巴黎的鞋匠家里。
When his dad was beheaded, this Louis XVII, he was sent to like a shoemaker in Paris.
这个鞋匠呢叫西蒙。
So that shoemaker's name was Simon.
西蒙是巴黎的一个鞋匠，可是因为积极参加法国大革命。
Simon or Simone, but he was interested in participating in the French Revolution.
那这个时候他俨然成了巴黎公社的一员。
But he still became a member of the assembly of the revolution.
他就被指定成为这个路易十七的监护人。
He became the guardian of Louis XVII.
他接到的任务呢，是要把这个王子改造成为一个共和国公民。
His responsibility was to turn and make Louis XIII a member of that charade.
这个西蒙啊，就把这个王子带回家。
So this Simon or Simone took Louis XVII.
叫他和那些。普通的百姓们的小孩子们在一起。
To let him play and live with the common people and their children.
而且逼迫他说那些贫民窟的语言，那些污秽的言语。
And forced him to say to speak very coarsely, just like everyone else.
可是没想到这个路易十七啊，坚决不从。
But to no one's expectation, he refused.
那西蒙他们就打他。
So Simon and all the people around him beat him.
逼他来说这些污秽的言语。
Forced him to say those filthy words.
可是即使如此，即使是挨打，他都不从。
But even though they did that, he wouldn't concede.
问他为什么？
When he was asked why,
他就大声地回答说。
He proclaimed loudly,
我是王子。
I am a prince.
我不能讲这些话。
I can't say things like that.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天是什么人？
Who are we today?
我们也是王子啊。
We are princes.
但愿我们也遇到许多的试探的时候，可以说我们是王子。
I hope that when temptation and coercion comes, we can say we are princes. We have nothing to do with that stuff.
我们就不要沾惹那些淫乱的事情、污秽的事情和贪心的事情。
We will not get involved with any of that immorality.Filthiness and course.
Amen.
Amen.
接下来保罗提醒我们，我们还有一个身份。
Paul reminds us still of our the next identity.
这是八节到十四节。
That is verses 8 to 14.
第八节这里说，从前你们是暧昧的。
He said, "For you were once darkness."
但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
But now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
从前我们没有得救的时候，
Before we were saved,
我们是黑暗，
We were darkness.
我们所表明出来的都是肉体情欲。
What we expressed was our flesh, our immorality.
我们生命上面没有什么光。
Our lives had no light.
但如今在主里面是光明的。
But now we have light in our God.
是光明的，如果我们读英文的话，他说得很清楚，是光。
In English, it's clear. It just literally says we are light.
我们怎么忽然从黑暗变成了光呢？
How does one go from being darkness to being light?
我们本来没有什么光的。
We did not have any light.
可是因为我们信主了。
But because of our salvation, because we believe in God.
我们接受了耶稣基督。
We accepted Jesus Christ.
主的生命就在我们的里面。
Christ's life is in us.
主他是光啊。
Our Lord Jesus, He is light.
所以我们就像主一样，也成了一个光体。
And therefore, us like our Lord is a channel of that light.
所以行事为人呢，就当像光明的子女。
So then, our deeds and behavior should be like.The children of light.
光的子女啊。
Children of light.
请问一下，子女是从哪里来的呢？
Where do children come from?
子女是父母生的哈。
From parents, of course.
同样，光的子女是从哪里生出来的？
In the same way, where are children of light coming from?
从光生出来的，对不对？
Born of light, is that not true?
基督就是那光啊。
Christ is the light.
那真光啊。
The true light.
今天我们众人都是从基督而生的。
We as Christians are all born of Christ.
我们知道一件事情啊，从谁生的就像谁，对不对？
We know one thing, whoever we were born from, we are like them.
那过去两三年了。
In the last two or three years.
在我们那个团契里面哈。
In our gathering in our church.
在 Wycliffe 有一个团契。
In the BCTC, there's a gathering there.
一个小团契连生四个 baby.
There's one family, they gave birth, one fellowship, there were four new babies at the same time.
那很稀奇啊，这四个 baby 生出来都不一样的。
Interestingly enough, these four babies, they're all very different behaviorally.
别说他们长得不一样，看他们的神态，那个个性都很不一样的。
Their countenance, their physiology, and their behavior, and their personality are all very different.
那真的是看得很明白啊，谁的孩子就像谁。
It can be clearly seen by them who their parents are.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是从基督而生的。
Brothers and sisters, we today are born of Christ.
我们就必定要像基督。
We shall be like Christ.
这个我们自己定规不了。
This is not something we can determine.
我们被生出来是我们自己选的吗？
Were we born of our own choice? By our own choice? No.
是基督生的我们。
It's Christ who bore us.
是他找到了我们。
He found us.
是他拣选了我们。
He chose us.
把我们生出来。
And to regenerate us.
所以我们自自然然就像基督。
So naturally, we are like Christ.
像基督什么呢？
Like him in what ways?
第九节，光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。
Verse 9, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
就在我们的身上可以看见各样的神的生命和品格。
That is all the fruits and all the virtues and character of our God.
良善、公义、诚实，这都是从神来的。
From us, goodness, righteousness and truth, those all come from God.
这样的人其实就是像神。
This kind of person is like God.
就像我们刚才所说到的，像基督。
As we said earlier, like Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗在这里提醒我们的第三个身份是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is the third identity that Paul reminds us that we are of?
我们是光啊。
We are the light.
是光明之子啊。
Children of light.
是光所生的，就有光的生命的特质。
Born of light, then children of light will express the characteristics of that light.
一面我们的行事为人像神。
On one hand, our behavior is like God.
另外一面，对我们自己来说，我们还要怎么样呢？
On the other hand, for ourselves, what ought we to do and be like?
第十节，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Verse 10 is us finding out what pleases the Lord.
一个孩子活在父亲的面前，要不要仔细的查验分辨父所喜悦的事情呢？
Is it not true that a child living in front of his father observes and seeks to see what his father's behavior is?
你一定要查验的嘛，对不对？
We're going to check it out, aren't we?
不然你就很惨。
Otherwise, we'll be in trouble.
我小时候，我常常带着我两个弟弟出去玩。
I oftentimes, when I was a young boy, took my younger brothers to play. I was the oldest.
我们出去玩的时候，我总要想一想。
Whenever I took them out, I had to think.
今天这件事情咱们能干不能干？
This task or this activity we're going to do today, can we do that?
这件事情如果干了回家会有什么后果？
If we do it, what consequences will we undergo when we go home?
我这个老大做老大的总要想一想。
So being the oldest, I had to think about that very often.
这就是一个孩子应该有的心思嘛，对吧？
That is an attitude of every child.
那今天既然我们是主的孩子了。
Now today, since we are children of God, then.
是从光所生的光明之子了。
Born of light, being children of light.
理所当然，我们就要分辨什么是主所喜悦的事情。
Then rightfully and naturally, we should seek to know what pleases God.
八到十节，这是重点，是讲到我们的身份。
Verses 8 and 10, the focus there is to talk about our identity.
十一节到十四节呢，就重点说到我们这样身份的人具体的该活，该如何的活在这个地上。
Verses 11 to 14 gets more specific about the specific things that children of light should have.
十一节到十四节这段话，保罗的总意就是什么呢？
What is the main idea of verses 11 and 14?
总意就是光明之子在这个世界上面就是要做光，要照亮这个世界里面的黑暗。
That's to say the children of light is to do things of the light in this world and be a light for the world.
十一节说那暗昧无益的事情。
Verse 11, the fruitless deeds of darkness.
就是说那些出于黑暗的不结果子的事情。
And that is to say those events, activities belonging to the darkness that bears no fruit.
保罗叮嘱我们说，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
Paul says, have nothing to do with them, but rather expose them.
首先我们自己不要去做。
First, don't do it ourselves.
不要与他们同伙。
Don't take any part of it, have nothing to do with them.
而且还要责备行这事的人。
And expose people who do such things.
责备的意思呢，就是把这些事情给暴露出来。
To rebuke is to say to expose.
那对于为什么对于这些事情我们的态度要这么坚决呢？
Why should our attitude be so strict with these kind of things?
保罗说十二节，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。
Because Paul says in verse 12 that It's shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret.
他们所行的是在暗中的，是秘密的。
What they do in secret, what they do in disobedience is done in secret.
是见不得人的。
It's shameful, can't even talk about it.
见不得人，当然更不能见神了。
If it's shameful to for men to mention, of course it's much more shameful in front of God.
So
what they do is shameful.
不但可耻,
it's shameful for them that does it, that do it. It's even more shameful to even mention it. To even mention these things seem to have defiled us to an extent.
这些事呢, 保罗说, 你们 要把这些事情给暴露出来。
These activities, we are to expose them, Paul says.
弟兄姐妹们，在黑暗中暴露那些污秽的事物，那这个就是光的特质了，对不对
？Brothers and sisters, Paul said to expose these fruits, these things of darkness. That is characteristic of the light, is it not?
哦，这个真的不是我们中国人的人生哲学啊。
This really isn't. It doesn't really jive with the Chinese culture and philosophy.
我们的哲学就是谨小慎微。
Our kind of mentality is to mind our own business.
事不关己，高高挂起。
Kind of mind our own business, live in our silos.
我很多事情我们自己不参与，我们出污泥而不染就已经很不错了，对不对？
For us, we think that as long as we're not participating, we do what we should do, that's pretty good already.
还要去揭露别人的黑暗呢、啊、
Now we have to expose them.
那这个想想我们都不会去做。
To even think about that, we probably wouldn't want to do that.
为什么呢
？Why not?
因为我们不想付那个代价。
Because we don't want to pay a price.
做那些事情也是有后果的。
There are consequences.
搞不好你自己都会受伤害、啊。
Perhaps you will get hurt somehow.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗在这里确实这样的来提醒我们。
Brother Paul really, Apostle Paul really reminds us to do this.
保罗在提醒我们，我们在这个世界上生活，要像光一样去揭露黑暗。
He reminds us as people of light, children of light, we have to expose them.
但愿主可以改变我们的性格。
May God change our character.
正像保罗在提摩太后书里面所说的。
As Paul said in 2 Timothy,
神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
God has not given us a spirit of timidity,
乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心
but one who is watchful and strong and courageous.
为什么我们要这样行呢
Why should we behave this way?
因为凡是受了责备就被光显明出来
Because everything exposed by the light becomes visible.
因为一切能显明的就是光。
For it is light that makes everything visible.
弟兄姐妹们，大家曾经有过在院子里面的角落翻开一块大石头的这个经历吗
？Brothers and sisters, have you went to your garden and picked up a big stone at some point?
当你没有把那个石头翻开的时候，你看你的院子里面就是非常好的。
Before you overturn that stone, it seemed like your yard is pretty good.
好像没有什么污秽的事物。
Nothing abnormal going on there.
可是有时候你觉得那个石头在那里还不太妥当，要把它翻开搬到别的地方去。
Sometimes you might think it's a good idea to move a stone from one place to another.
当你一搬开那个石头的时候，会发生什么事情
？What do you discover when you turn that rock over?
大家没干过这种事啊。
Have you never done that before?
我记得我第一次做这种事情的时候，我头都麻了一下。
I remember the first time I did that, I was staggered for a bit.
因为石头一搬开，里面有好多小虫子啊。
Because worms and bugs.
但是，一搬开那个石头的时候，那些虫子都四散。
But the bugs, insects, the moment you turn the rock over, they scattered.
原来他们都见不得光的。
Because they don't like the light.
弟兄姐妹们，主在这里叫我们要揭露黑暗。
Brothers and sisters, God says here we should expose.
为什么呢
？The darkness. Why?
是要教我们自显为义吗
？Is it because so that we can demonstrate our own righteousness?
当然不是。
Of course not.
主的心意是什么呢
？What is the heart of the Lord?
十四节这里说，所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
Because verse 14 says.This is why it said, "Wake up, O sleeper! Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you."
主的心意是什么呢
？Our Lord's heart is what?
主的心意是巴不得万人得救，不要一人沉沦。
A Lord's heart is that all may be saved, not a single one would be judged. He wants us to be children. He calls us to be children of light in the world. To let us expose darkness. There is one purpose for that. And that is to shake away those who are asleep in death and sin. In darkness to gain the salvation. It's not for us to seem for ourselves to appear righteous. Lately, I read a book.
书名叫做《弟兄相爱撼山河》。
It's a book about love between brothers.
Shake the mountain and the river.
Oh, the love between brothers like mountain and rivers.
讲述的是18世纪、19世纪的一件事情哈。
The content again is something in the 18th and 19th century.
就是一帮在英国的弟兄们，他们在英国的议会里面推动废除奴隶买卖的法案。
A bunch of brethren in England, they were trying to abolish slavery.
这个故事大家可能以前都听过。
You may have heard this story in the past.
但是当我读这本书的时候呢
？But when I read that book.
那其中的许多的细节还是非常感动我的心。
Many details have moved me greatly.
这帮弟兄是以Wilberforce 为首的。
These brothers held to the teaching of
by the head of Wilberforce.
By the head of Wilberforce.
历史上面称呼他们是Clapham Saints。就是克拉彭圣徒联盟，历史上面是称他们这一群人是一个克拉彭圣徒联盟。
History calls them what?
Clapham.
What he just said?
This group of brothers were called Clapham Saints. Okay. 在他们那个年代呀，贩卖奴隶是十分猖獗的一个事情。
So in that time, the selling and buying of slaves was a very common thing.
而且这个相关的这个暴力集团呢，是升值在欧洲各国的这个权力机构里面。
And also the coalition of just being very hard on the slaves is like a governmental thing.
而且当时的观念，许多人认为这个贩卖奴隶这个事情，奴隶交易这个事情已经是几千年的历史了。
So they thought at the time the buying and selling of slaves is a thing established over thousands of years.
大家觉得没有什么不妥啊。
They didn't think too much was wrong or weird about it.
所以人们的良知其实都是已经麻木了。
So the conscience of people have all been seared.
可是以 Wilberforce 为首的这些弟兄们呢？
But the brothers who held to the Wilberforce teachings, ideals, they recognize that this is a very, very cruel way to treat people. That is not in line with the will of God. So they decided to change. To remove, abolish this dark history of man.
哇，这在当时几乎是一个被人看来是一个不可能的任务。
So this task that they underwent seemed like an impossible thing to do at the time.
他们一共前后努力了18年。
So they gave it their all for 18 years in this effort.
他们经历许多的失败。
They experienced much failure.
一再的失败。
One time in failure.
面对不断的失败，这个 Wilberforce 怎么看呢
？Oh, continuous failure. So this Wilberforce, what did they end up thinking?
他在日记中这么写道。
So he wrote.
他说：“主说他的恶应该是容易的。”
His memoir said his evil is very easy.
Yoke.
Oh, his yoke and burden is very very easy.
他说：“我对奴隶法案的焦急啊。”如果以至于成为我的重担的话，那就是我天然的野心。
So if dealing with this ideal is my life's work, then that's very natural of me.
你看我们的弟兄，他的心思是非常的纯正的。
Look at the purity of our brother's heart.
他不是为了自己的野心。
He did not do it to fulfill his own recklessness.
他要除去这个黑暗，但是在这个过程当中，他仍是仰望基督。
He wanted to obliterate the darkness, but during this process, his heart was turned toward God.
而不是要自显为义啊。
Not to appear like some self-righteous person.
为了照亮这个黑暗，要不要付出代价？
Is it necessary to pay a price to expose that kind of darkness?
他们都付出了非常非常大的代价。
They paid a great price for that.
他们这些人其实大部分都是富家子弟。
This little coalition, this group of people actually came from very wealthy families.
他们本来可以在这个世界上面享受生活的。
They could very well have just enjoyed their life.
他们不需要这个样子的。
They didn't need to do that.
可是他们几乎所有的人为了这个法案都倾家荡产。
But almost all of them became bankrupt and were alienated.
但即使如此呢，他们也在所不惜。
But even so, they pressed on.
终于到了1807年的2月23号。
Until February 23 of 1807.
这是历史性的一天。
That is a very historical day.
英国议会以283票对16票压倒性的通过了这个法案。
So that abolishment happened with the English Parliament.
在得到这个结果的时候 ，Wilberforce 他写道
：“When he heard of that news, Wilberforce said，
他说主耶稣啊，历史在你的手中，我们不过是你手中的器皿。
”He said, "Lord Jesus Christ, history is in your hand. We are nothing but vessels."
这个思想非常符合我们今天分享的这段经文。
That thought and attitude is very akin to the verses we're studying today.
耶稣基督是那个光的源头。
Jesus Christ is the source of light.
我们是显明他那光的光明之子。
We are the one to express his light, being the children of light.
当法案通过的时候，一些激动的这个议员说呢
？When the law was passed, many ambitious members said,
我们要把那十六个反对的人的名字公之于众。
We got to expose those 16 people who opposed it.
把他们钉在历史的耻辱柱上。
We should carve them into the 15 pillars of history. 16 pillars of history.
可是 Wilberforce 怎么说呢
？But Wilberforce, what did he say?
他说不要。
This brother, he said, no.
还是让我们为那283个赞成的人而感谢赞美主。
Let us give thanks to God for those 283 people who agreed.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在世上是光。
Brothers and sisters, in the world we are light.
不是为了自显为义。
Not for the sake of bragging about it.
也不是为了羞辱人。
Or for the express purpose of humiliating somebody else.
乃是为了得着人。
That is to gain people.
我们知道诗歌《奇异恩典》的作者 John Newton。
We know John Newton, who was the author of the hymn Amazing Grace.
那这个 John Newton 呢，其实正是这个 Wilberforce 的师父，属灵的师父。
He was actually the spiritual mentor of this brother William Wilberforce.
也是这个废奴法案的长期的支持者。
And a long-time supporter of that abolishment.
他当时法案通过的时候，他的年纪已经非常老迈了。
When that law was passed on 2/23/1803, Newton was already very old.
当听闻了这个好消息的时候呢，他说
，When he heard the good news, he said,
说十八年漫长的日子
，18 long years,
终于废除了这最不人道的奴隶贩卖的法。
I finally abolished this inhumane law.
这是何等荣耀的奋斗
！What a glorious battle this was！
我深深感谢主，叫我在死之前可以看到这个结果。
glorious struggle. I deeply thank God for letting me see this before I die.
John Newton 讲得非常的对。
What John Newton said was very right.
这是一个非常荣耀的奋斗。
This is a very glorious struggle.
历史学家告诉我们。
Historians say.
英国的废奴直接导致了欧洲的全面的废奴。
The abolishment of slavery in England was a hub that influenced the rest of Europe.
最后也推动了美国的废奴。
And eventually, made headway on the American soil.
弟兄姐妹们，什么是我们一生的奋斗呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, what is our struggle for our world, for our life?
我相信神给每个人的托付不一样。
I trust that the leading of God for each person is different.
但是有一点是一样的。
But one thing is the same.
神召我们在这个世上。
God calls us in the world.
是叫我们成为光明之子。
To be children of light in this world.
是叫我们成为圣徒。
To be holy people.
预备将来要承受他国的王子。
To prepare for the inheritance as princes in his kingdom.
当我们死的时候，可不可以也像 John Newton 一样的说？
When we die, can we say of just like John Newton?
为了你的荣耀，主啊，为了你的荣耀，我已经奋斗过。
For your glory, I have labored.
现在我可以安然去见你了。
Now I can restfully go see you.
Amen.
Amen.
愿主祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们别忘了我们的身份。
So brothers and sisters, let us not forget our identities.
我们蒙了主召了之后，我们有三个很不一样的身份。
After we are repent unto salvation, we have three distinctive identities.
第一个是什么？
What was the first one?
我们是圣徒。
Holy people. We are holy people.
Saints. 第二个呢？
And the second?
王子啊。
We are prince.
第三个呢？
And three?
我们是光明之子。
We are children of light.
但愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
把这三个身份深藏在我们的心里面。
To have these three identities remain in us often.
活在这个地上的时候，我们可以活出我们这个身份来。
Such that when we're living in this world, we can express the nature of those three identities.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你借着保罗的口提醒我们。
Through the mouthpiece of Paul, you remind us.
提醒我们是谁。
You remind us of who we are.
主啊，我们实在是稀奇。
We truly marvel, Lord.
你所赐给我们的原来是这么荣耀的身份。
What you gave us is such a glorious identity.
主啊，当我们领受了这真理。
After we receive these truths.
求你把圣灵住在我们的心里面的时候。
As the Holy Spirit is dwelling in our hearts.
真的是叫我们可以活出这个荣耀的身份来。
To cause us to live out that glorious, those are glorious identities.
与这个世界分别。
To be set apart from this world.
成为这个世界的光明之子。
To become the children of light for this world.
在这个世界上面成为光，成为盐。
In the world become light and salt.
照亮这个世界的黑暗。
To light up and expose the darkness of the world.
好完成你给我们在这个世界上面的托付。
That we can accomplish what you have given us in this world.
这样当我们见你面的时候。
So that when we see you face to face,
我们就不要有什么亏欠。
We would not be in regret of anything.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你帮助我们。
Will you help us?
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.